This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. A few weeks ago, I needed about 20 gallons of exterior paint in a certain color, something called dark granite, and so I made what I thought was the logical move. I went to Home Depot and I asked them if they had 20 gallons of dark granite paint in stock, which, of course, they didn't, because that's not how paint is sold these days. What they have in stock is lots and lots of neutral paint, which they then add pigment to, and that's how you get 20 gallons of dark granite. I didn't know that, of course, because I'm a writer in the entertainment industry, and I don't know lots of things like that. I don't know how to mix concrete. I don't know how to file corporate taxes. I don't know how to drive a semi. I don't really know how money works. I mean, really. But what I needed was paint in a certain color, because I was joining a bunch of volunteers to paint the outside of my friend's place, a homeless youth agency in Hollywood, which I've been involved with for almost 10 years. And so as humbling as it is to walk into Home Depot and look like a total idiot because I don't know things, it's even more humbling to paint the outside of my friend's place and realize there's a lot more I don't know. I don't know what it's like to be cold. I don't know what it's like to have been betrayed and abused as a kid by every adult in my life. I don't know what it's like to carry all of my possessions on my back. I don't know what it's like to be alone and vulnerable in a dangerous world. The youth they serve at my friend's place, unfortunately, know all about that in deep and unwanted detail. And the staff that mans the place, that runs the prenatal care classes, that offers up case management, that hands out the burritos and the water bottles, and at the very least, just a little bit of kindness on a cold day, they know things too. They know how to coax a suspicious and wounded young person into a conversation. They know how to initiate a small connection that may lead to a visit with a doctor, some drug abuse counseling, the first steps towards life stability. I don't know how to do any of that. I know barely how to make sure the act break has enough jeopardy or how to fix the setup so the joke works better. Look, you know where I'm going with this. It's the time of year that everyone comes to you with a cause and a mission and an ask, and I know we all have things and places we support, but my friend's place is something amazing. It's a small, seat-of-the-pants agency in Hollywood doing something hard and daunting, getting young people off the streets, rebuilding trust after years of abuse, doing what it takes to provide the tools for a life beyond misery and danger and into the normal stuff that we all complain about but that are really the anchors of our lives, a job, a place to live, a support network of friends and family, plans for the future, a warm meal, a shower. And as hard as that is, it's what my friend's place excels at. It's why my friend's place doesn't just need your money, it deserves it. It spends it wisely and effectively, and these days when most of us aren't feeling flush ourselves, that's not a small thing. So please, head over to myfriendsplace.org, that's myfriendsplace, all one word, .org, and if you can, leave a few bucks, because there are some things it's good to know, like how to buy paint in 2011, and there are some things no one should know, like how to live on the street. And if you want to make a difference, you now know how. MyFriendsPlace.org. And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll write some very bad dialogue. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.